I don't think it takes a genius to figure out why we lost this game. I mean, you're in the box and they have 9 power plays. What are you going to do?
No, you're not going to win a hockey game, I can tell you that right now. I'm at a loss of words. We need to get together. We need to talk about this. This one hurt for sure.
Well, you can't have one. I mean, we talked. We're not going to throw it all on Gunner. It wasn't only him. I mean, you had some penalties, the holdings and the hookings when you get running around in your own zone. But, I mean, I don't think I've seen a guy get 5 penalties and get ejected in a game, you know, in a long time.
No, I haven't seen it in all the years I've been around Eskimo hockey.
So what did you tell the boys? I mean, other than the personal stuff that you don't want on the radio, but, I mean, what's going to be your message to the guys? I mean, Dylan deserved better.
Yeah, that was one thing we talked about. We for sure didn't respect Dylan back there. You know, Dylan's one of the best goalies in the state, and you know, we didn't come out and help him tonight.
Some good things though. Cale Carter made a nice play there to. You didn't draw it up, I'm sure, in practice like that for him to get tipped over like that and push it ahead as he's being tipped over. But a nice job to get that to Dozer at least to get a little excitement here.
Yeah, you know, Cale's coming along every game. You know, he's making plays. He seems to be, you know, almost not every shift, but majority of them, he seems to be finding the net. I mean, finding a quality scoring chance. He just seems to get some things happening.
Well, and he made a good rush. That third line starting the second period, came in and made that nice backhand shot on their goalie. And so that gave you guys a little boost there before you got in the penalty box again.
Right. Yep. We started getting things rolling, and then, you know, we started being undisciplined and, you know, taking the parade to the penalty box. You know, positive things that came out of this game, my 3 freshmen, you know, Cale, Alex and Riley played a great game. When we put them in, I mean, Alex, Brett went out with a ankle injury or foot injury, I'm not sure. We put Alex back on D. He stepped right in playing penalty kill. He got on the power play. He played really well. He was patient with the puck. You know, Riley out there, he was making some things happen when we were 5-on-5.
Which wasn't very often.
Right, no. No, but I'm really proud. I'm really proud of those freshmen.
Yeah,
for sure.
I thought they did a nice job. And then Dylan, of course, did what he did. And so
that's
why he earned the 1-star.
Right, yep. I'm hoping he's getting his leg pads off to get up here.
Yeah, we'll wait for him. So next week we go to Alpena, Andy. You know, you never know what you're going to get. The Dexter, you know, team like that, you know, we'll have to do some research. But I have a hard time believing that they're going to be as good as this Ashwaubenon team. I know they had some JV kids that they filtered into their lineup, but this is a pretty good team we played.
They were fast. They moved the puck well. We got to watch their power play quite a bit tonight. You know, I just wish we could have been. I wish we could have been disciplined tonight. We talked about it all week. About staying out of the box, and it just didn't happen. I think we can give them a better game when we go down there.
Well, and